Ouais, King Rotelli. Hey, King Capipa.
I'm on no time. We have to get them as it's hot.
Okay.
We in the building, world famous, no cheese on cake, man. Moti cakes, and already, man, already, I got a street legend. He just got started, and he might as well just retire, man, because I don't think it gets any better, man. Mr. Real is in the building.
I'm a bookie, you want to say, Jack? Yes, to your boy, Mr. Real. Mr. Legbebe is here.
Yeah.
Keep your iPhone 1, your iPhone 2, your iPhone 3, your iPhone 4, iPhone 5, iPhone 6, iPhone 7, iPhone 8, yeah. You have 9. Keep it. 10. Hold it, Mr. Real. Legbebe is here.
You know, we're going to jump right into it, man. The streets want to know, man. And when I say streets, I mean the streets of London town, the streets of Miami. They want to know where this song came from, huh?
You know, funny enough, this song, I didn't write this song. This song just popped up my head. Like, it's a vibe that just came through. Okay, this is the story. I was about to go have my lunch.
This is an exclusive.
What type of lunch? Some fried?
Cuisine.
Okay.
Okay. You understand? So I was just sitting there, and I had my earpiece on. So I was listening to music from my phone, and this beat just popped up. And I was sitting down. The next thing that came to my head was, man, I was like, listen. There was a guy sitting beside me, so I asked this guy, do you have phone with you? He said, yes. You have WhatsApp on it? He said, yes. Okay, bring me your phone. So I quickly did a record on his phone, and I asked him to transfer the file to my WhatsApp.
Okay.
So he did. And
imagine
that day I went to the studio. And I recorded that song. So after recording my part, and I kind of look at this song, I'm like, okay. Oh, yeah, phone, leg, back. I'm fine, okay. If I put iPhone on, leg, back. I said iPhone 2, leg, back. It was rhyming. I said, okay, this vibe is going, huh? Okay. And I did that until I get to iPhone 8. So after I recorded this song, and I kind of listen to this song all over, and I say, okay, I think I need someone on this song. I need a rap on this song. And but that is, shout out to him, my homeboy.
All right.
I call him up, and it came true, and he did his verse, and I looked at it. I just gave him like 8 bars. He did something, and I looked at it like, okay. Obadiah is from Obalinde, and we got Ido West from the island. And I said, okay, Ido West, another option. And I call him up, and he came and did his part, and I'm like, okay. Obadiah is from Obalinde, Ido West from Lagos Island, and me, Mr. Ray from Ibutimeta, the street.
Three just kings. Connected the dots.
We connected it, and we did a song. And funny enough, man, it was a banger.
Wait, so at what point did it become the banger that it is? I don't understand.
You know, funny enough, after we did that song, I didn't drop that song officially before that song blew. You know, the song was I was just giving DJs, you know, street DJs, you know, whenever any DJs I give the song, he likes the song. The beat, the lamba, the legbebe, the
what's
iPhone, and the aboki wedding. The whole vibe was making sense. And that was how I keep spreading. Went to to Lagos Island, I did that, gave to a couple of DJs, and they were slamming it. And man, before I knew, someone came to tell me, that guy, that your song, the plan. I said, someone ever here, where did the plan?
Bro.
You know, the song was taking over, and
bro,
I didn't
now
know.
Movie, let me tell you something. The first time I heard that song, shout out to Consequence. And Consequence played this song on the show.
Wow, shout out to that brother.
That
showed me so much love.
Fam, I can't even front. What even drove me crazy was the fact that before I even played this song, I can remember around maybe November or even before November.
Yeah.
I think maybe we were either on a hip hop vibe or on a different vibe, my guy. I mean, I just did my phone. I just did write with and I go talk next.
Oh,
I just did hear the jam.
I'm on. Just came and changed your vibe.
Ask my guy. You know, I was hating at first. I mean, let me not lie. I'm like, because I don't understand.
Yeah.
What is iPhone? My guy, 2 weeks later, bro, all my DJs were playing it back to back. And I was like confused. And I said, I have to find Mr. Rare. And I went to go and check your Twitter page first.
Yeah.
And when you're Twitter, and I realized that you just joined Twitter.
Yeah.
I'm like, I cannot believe this guy just joined Twitter. But then I now checked your profile and I saw you're a producer. I was just like, oh, where? So there's more to this. This is not even just fluky thing. Yeah. You know, you have the music vibe in you, though.
Yeah.
So how long you been making music and stuff?
I've been making music for more than 10 years now.
You understand? More than 10 years. And you're probably producing yourself and everything.
Yeah, I produce myself. I work with a couple of producers, too.
Okay.
My first single was produced by Terry G.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes, my first single was produced by Terry G. And I worked with a couple of producers like Be My, there's this guy they call Black.
Yeah,
you know. Then we had this this set: Danny Young, Clever J, me. This is what until about this Scali. Then we are the same set. Then you know, they don't take off before me. I mean, I still did the grind, the hustle. You know, and to God be the glory. Let took over, man. I didn't even plan. I've been dropping songs. Even songs I don't drop, so I never even remember. If you tell me that, I know.
So you think you've dropped more than 20 songs?
Baba?
You can't have dropped more than 20 songs now.
This
Baba. Ask Mr. Ray.
You know, when that I was real self.
Okay.
Real self. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And you know, say, internet never really did like that. Like, so when we do songs there, we just do CD cover and go give to DJs in the radio station and on the street. It's not as if the internet thing has really kind of, so keep doing it then. And nothing was happening.
Bro, greatness. Great. So what's 2018 looking like for you, bro?
It's gonna be a wonderful year for me, I swear.
Yeah.
What happened? How did you link up with the bands on that record, man?
Before you answer that question, let me tell you what I'm asking.
Because shout out to the band, he's a big homie and everything. But the last song he dropped was with Gucci Man.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
Look at me flossing.
Yeah.
You understand? So my point is, you might not realize this, but a lot of people, because obviously when you do collaborations, you link with other people's fan base, and your fan base becomes your own fan base.
Yeah, exactly.
So my point is, the band made a lot of new fans of that jam.
Yeah.
So a lot of people were now looking at the band all over again, only for him to feature somebody called Mr. Real on his next single.
Yeah.
So how did that come about?
Yeah, this is what really happened. There's this cream platform they have.
Okay.
What's that sound?
I don't know how it happened, but I finally got new that it was Jimmy.
Okay.
The official hype.
Yeah. Shout out Jimmy.
Shout out to him. I think he put up the song on the cream platform, and what really happened? The band not heard it. It was like, this jam. Who was this jam? And Jim said, I know the guy now. Mr. Real. The first time I met him was on the day of Olik. Olamide's Olik 4. So I performed then. I think that was the day the guy said I like him, because the attention and the crowd reaction kind of gingered the guy to like do something for me. So I was surprised, and
this
Jimmy called me up.
Man.
He said, what's up? I said, I'm fine. Just talk. And he asked me that he just said, somebody want to talk to me. I was like, "Who want to talk to me? Okay. When he gave the person the phone, it was Bengali Behood.
Imash.
I didn't tell you, man. I just screamed for where it is. Can you imagine the legend talking to Mr. Real? Oh, man. I was so excited, and they asked me to come
this
up the next day.
Yeah.
You know, and that was how I went there, and Bengali showed me love.
ROG Music Africa.
Greatness, man.
They did something that even others couldn't do for an upcoming like me then, you know? And I respect him for that. He's a great man. He's a man.
Shout out
to Coco Master, the band, and the cream platform. Yes. So that day I went with my producer, and I called up Slim Case. Okay, guy, let's go to Bengali's place, because Bengali's man, come on. I just went there, and we just went there on the normal ground, say Bengalismo will come. There I was with my producer. So we went there together, and I introduced him as my producer. I'm like, okay, let's see what you have now. That was how the guy made beat there, and we didn't plan recording any song.
And you guys did that shit right
and
there.
We just did That Is a Banger.
Right
that
there.
Day.
Oh my.
This is an exclusive.
You can't write this story. You can't make this kind of things up now.
I'm telling you, man. I said, your thing was so funny, man.
What's that
was
sound?
So anyway, it's all good, man. Yo, the story is just, this is just halfway through your story now, bro. We're still on page 2.
We never even had page 1.
Yeah, we're still on page 2. You know what I mean? So we're going to have you back, you all right?
Yeah.
But I appreciate you coming through, man. It's a blessing.
Welcome,
yo,
brother.
The world is loving your shit, bro.
Thank you, my brother.
Like, I mean, bro.
He's God, not me. is the grace, the favor upon me alive from God. I have none of this credit. I'm giving God the whole credit.
Yeah, shout out to God, man.
Yeah.
God first.
Yeah, exactly. All
right, we're going to end this segment like this. Yo, this is that record in case you haven't heard it. Like, bad, bad. Check it out.
ROGMusicAfrica.com.
Trying to choose.